So, the Ramban I want to talk about is the Ramban about Mun. Hopefully we'll get some, I don't know if I'll get clarity, or at least some deeper, less clear maybe, understanding of what it means that the Mun tastes like, whatever you want it to taste like. Kind of relates to this Ramban. But the Pasuk is talking about that Am Yisrael was upset. They were complaining about what they had in Mitzrayim, and then here the life is much more, is much less dependable. Like, you have no idea what to expect, when you're going to get food, when you're going to get drink. So Hashem says, Yomar Hashem Moshe, and I'm in Perek Tesayim. There's going to be this bread from heaven. I'm going to test them if they'll follow my rules about when to go out, when not to go out. Okay, so then it says in Pasuk Vav, in the night you'll see that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, and in the morning you're going to see the Kvod Hashem, and you're going to find out, why are you complaining against us? The question is, what does that have to do? No, the Islam is happening in the evening, and something is happening in the morning. In the evening there's something about meat, and in the morning is something about the bread. But what does that have to do with Kvod Hashem in the morning? The pasuk is a little bit unclear. And that's where the Mepharshim have a lot of different explanations here. So that's the Ramban. The pasuk is, Rabbi Avram. Ooh, I didn't quote the beginning of the Ramban. Yeah, let me share with you first. Shkoyah. Okay, quote Rashi at the beginning. So he says. Okay. Lo ne'mar ze'al kvod ha'nir ba'anon, ki bo ba'yom haya kedaber lehem aron v'yifnil al midbar. Okay, fine. So what the Ramban is rejecting in the very beginning is to say that the kvod Hashem has to do with the gilui shechina of the anon, of Hashem's presence in the cloud, because that already happened that day. The Moshe Rabbeinu is predicting something that's going to happen the following day. So it says the Ramban, I can't be talking about this kavod Hashem of the day is going to be the kavod they're going to see in the anon of Hashem, the Hashem's presence in the anon, because that was already that day itself. Beirush Rashi, Elakach Amar Lehem, Erev Yidatem, Ki Ha'yicholes B'yodah Litin Ta'avaskem, Uvasa Yitin Lechem, and that you'll see Hashem can fulfill your desires and give you meat. Ach lo b'fanim iros yidin alechem, He's not going to be happy with you. Ki lo kehogen sha'altem osa, umikeres maleah. Because you didn't ask for it properly, you're asking for it with a full stomach, I think it means. You need to say that you're asking for like lots of meat. Why should you need lots of meat? But the idea that you're requesting bread, that makes sense. That's appropriate. You should require bread. You have to sustain yourself. So Yiridasa, when that's going to come down, Tiru Laboker is Kvod Panav. They're going to see Hashem's glory. What's this Kvod Hashem you're going to see? It's going to be given to you properly. You're going to have time to prepare it. There's going to be plenty of it. That's Rashi's Pshat. Somehow the Kvod Hashem is the fact that Hashem is going to respond to you appropriately. They know Nachon. Raman says he doesn't agree with Rashi's understanding. That it's saying in the morning you're going to see Kvod Hashem. Lehem matnas haman baboker, because you're going to get this man in the morning. You could say they'll see like the chesed of Hashem or the rahmanas of Hashem or something. But what is bringing down the man have to do with Kvod Hashem according to Rashi? Am Yisrael has seen a lot of Kvod Hashem in their lifetime. So what's so special about the man that would justify to say there's going to be bread in the morning and it's going to be Kvod Hashem? What does that mean to the Ramban? Also, somehow it's supposed to be responding to their complaints. Meaning when it's saying you're going to see Hashem's glory in the morning, you get the impression from the psukim that Hashem's not doing this because he's happy with how they requested. According to Rashi, Hashem isn't happy with how they requested the meat, but how they requested the bread. That was appropriate. But in the pasuk, there's some sort of connection between seeing Kvod Hashem and Hashem responding to their complaints. So if the Kvod Hashem is the man, it doesn't really work out according to Rashi. The way that Rashi is referencing a medrash, but it's not actually responding to the part of the pasuk about Uri'isim es Kvod Hashem. What the medrash was saying was something else. What the medrash is saying is that Hashem did it in a way that was, I guess, appropriate, convenient. He's not giving them all their food in one time. He's giving some in the morning and some in the evening. Because Amr b'michol, so that's what it says in the medrash. He's going to give you this meat at night. The slab was given with an upset face. And the man that they asked for appropriately was given to them in the right time. Hashem had a happy face in response. He gave it to them in the morning. Okay, so that's what's going on in the Ramban is that this medrash that Rashi is referencing is good. It explains the two parts of the pasuk about why is there two different givings of food, both bread and meat, to say that they were given in different ways. That the meat, Hashem was upset at them, so he gave it to them in an inconvenient time. And the bread, he was happy with them, he gave it to them in the morning. But says the Ramban, there's nothing to do with Kvod Hashem. It's not Kvod Hashem. So then, the continues with the Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Avram Amar Uboker, Nimshach Ba'Pasuk HaRishon. When it says in the morning, you're going to see the Kvod Hashem, it's going on to what it said earlier. What does it mean? Ki ba'avur she'amru ki hotseisem osanu misham, that you said, that we Moshe and Aaron took you out of Mitzrayim. Amar shnei osos yaseh Hashem lachem she'teidu ki hu hotseisem misham. And in the morning, you're going to know that it wasn't me, Moshe, or him, Aaron, who took you out of Mitzrayim. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took you out of Mitzrayim. Ha'echad ba'erev ha'yom hazeh, v'ashini l'machar ba'boker. One, you're going to see tonight, this very night that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, when the slab comes, when the meat comes, and the next you're going to see the next morning. V'hayav ro'i she'yomar erev u'boker u'r'isem ki Hashem hotzi'eschem. The clearest way, according to the Ibn Ezra, would have been for the Pasuk to say, in the night, and in the evening, and in the morning, when you see Hashem, you know, manipulating nature and orchestrating everything, you'll know that He was the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Only Hashem could have provided this slav in the month. So it's from Him, He's doing this whole process. Because according to Ibn Ezra, Shein uboker davek im urisim et kvod Hashem. The word uboker is going back to the idea, in the morning you'll know that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, and not going on to what it seems to be connected to, that in the morning you're going to see the kvod Hashem. Ki b'yom atzmo ro'u ha'kavod. The kvod Hashem and the pasuk according to Ibn Ezra is Hashem's kavod in the anan. And that they saw that very day. So when it says you're going to see the next morning Kvod Hashem, that's not really how it's supposed to be read. In the morning, you're going to see that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, and now you see the Kvod Hashem. The Gamzei Enenu Nir Hasein, I don't think that's right, Pshat, says the Ramban. So I apologize, so far it's a little bit technical. We're going to get to the deeper Pshat of the Mandari. Vanachon Be'enak, Yaya Pela B'man Gadol Mo'ot. Oh, now says the Ramban. What's the Pshat of this pasuk? The whole idea of Man was incredibly wondrous. Because the slav was gathered together in a natural kind of way. Obviously, it's not natural to have a tremendous amount of meat come down, of birds come down at a certain time. But it's not crazy. Especially, I had this Sefer / book that I read over the Parshas last year, but maybe I even referenced it. It's called something, but Yitzchak Maitlis. He's from archaeologist, and he has just like ha'aras on the parsha based on archaeology. So he's talking about, I think he's talking about the Slav, how there's a certain bird migration at the time of the spring, whatever. He's like explaining how they were coming from the Yamsuf. I forget exactly what he said, but in Israel just totally not related to this, but Israel's like the world's crossroads for bird migrations. It's like the world's most important like source for bird migration, whatever. So the idea that somehow a little bit south of Eretz Yisrael there's going to be tons of birds and they're brought by the winds, okay, it's certainly miraculous, but it's not ridiculous. I mean, it's not something that hasn't seen before. Aval Haman, the man is totally different. Notar lehem ata yitzira chadasha bashamayim ki'inyin ma'ase bereishis. Says the Ramban, the man is something totally new. Meat is meat. The fact that it was gathered together was Hashem miraculously working through nature, but it was still within nature. The idea of the man is totally beyond nature. This thing that there's going to be bread raining down from the heavens, there's nothing normal about that. V'masha amruba, that's what it says about it, shenivra bein hashmashos. It was created bein hashmashos of the sixth day of creation to tell you that seventh day of creation, like as Hashem was... That's what I'm saying. Like the bein hashmashos between 6 and 7. But we're on the same page. We're just saying, trying to say it more clearly. Right, it was created right before Hashem stopped creating because it was miraculous. Telling all the things that were miraculous. That's what the pasuk means here. In the evening, when the meat comes, you're going to know, that's going to tell you, just like Hashem orchestrated everything until now, He's the one who orchestrated the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yarof lachem shulchan b'mimbar. He's going to set a table for you in the desert. But in the morning, it's going to be something much deeper than that. It's not just about seeing Hashem's hashkacha in the world. You're going to see tiru es kvod malchuso. You're going to see the glory of Hashem's kingdom. Asher mi'el b'shamayim v'aret asher yasechem asad v'churosav. Who is like Hashem in the heavens that can do what He does? Shebigdulos uvenifloos shi'asu Hashem yir'es kvodo. And these wondrous things that Hashem's going to do, you're going to see His glory. I don't know exactly what he means by this reference, but just like it says in Yeshayahu, that Hashem is going to gather all the nations together and see my glory. Maybe that means the Beis HaMikdash. Somehow when you see something miraculous, you're able to see Hashem's glory. You're going to see the glory of Hashem. I think what he means is that Isgale would mean that you actually see some sort of vision of Hashem's glory, which is more like the glory of Hashem in the Anan. As opposed to Vetechazun, it's a normal physical seeing. So when you see physically the man, that's going to be a sign to you of Hashem's glory, because the miracle is reflecting Hashem's glory. As opposed to Isgale, which is mamashing Hashem's Shechina in some sort of way, which would be a different kind of idea. Vida. Now it's to what I wanted to focus on. Yesh Faman Inyan Godol. There's something very deep about the man. Ramzu Rabosinu v'Mesechus Yoma. A really fascinating machloket in Mesechus Yoma. Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. It says in Tehillim that Abirim in modern Hebrew is like a knight. The mighty ones, the knights, like the warriors. But here it probably means more like the mighty ones. The bread of the mighty ones, man ate. What does the pasuk mean? So lechem shemalachei hasharis ochlin divrei Rabbi Akiva. What was the man? The man was the food of the malachei hasharis. What's that? Okay, that's what we're going to get to. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Taisa, b'chim malachei hasharis ochlin malachei. I'll say good. Rabbi Yishmael says, Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? Did the malachim eat bread? Well, look, for ne'amar, lechem lo achalti umayim lo shasifti, lechor lo yivakav achomer. If Moshe Rabbeinu, who was of flesh and blood in the spiritual realms, was not eating or drinking, so the malachim themselves would be eating or drinking. El lechem abirim, what does this mean? Lechem shenivla be'evarim. Rabbi Shmuel has a slightly different tweak on it. It doesn't mean mamish, the bread of the malachim. Actually, it sounds on the surface totally different, but the Rabban's going to bring it back to the Rabbi Kiva Shita. It's bread that's absorbed by one's limbs. It doesn't get processed. It doesn't get digested. It doesn't get exited. It's something which gets totally absorbed into the body. Oh, adkan. What's this talking about, says the Rabban? The idea that Rabbi Akiva said that it's somehow the food of Malachi Hasharis, shekiyum Malachi Hasharis b'ziv hashchina. What sustains Malachi Hasharis is the splendor of Hashem's Shechina, the shine of Hashem's Shechina. V'chein darshu, that's what it says in the Medrash, v'ata michaye es kulam, michye lekulam. I think that's how it's supposed to be read. You sustain everything. Don't read as you sustain everything. You are the food of everything. I mean, you say somehow everything in the world is being kept alive, both in the physical and the spiritual world, through Hashem's presence, in a literal sense. Somehow the presence of Hashem is what sustains everything. V'alav ne'amar umatok ha'or, that the light of Hashem is sweet. Somehow that's like a delicious food. She'asigu bo bi'ur tam tov. I don't know exactly how to translate these ideas, but through the light of Hashem's Shechina, you can attain a deep, good taste of understanding or something. V'haman, now he's getting into the shot. V'haman hu mitolat ha'or ha'elyon. The man is from the, it's produced by the upper light. On Wednesdays, I learn with Yoni Kazowski. We do Nefesh HaChaim, and now we're in Shardal. Now we're in the part which is very Kabbalistic, and I mamish don't know what's going on. So this is also, I can't really explain these ideas. But there's a lot of Or HaElyon kind of ideas there, and the Torah is a reflection of Or HaElyon, and spiritual worlds, the lower worlds, I don't really understand. But the man, we can at least say, and hopefully get a glimpse of what it possibly means, the man is produced from the upper light of Hashem. So Nisgashem V'ratzon Bar'o Yisbarach. It became somehow physical. Somehow you could have spiritual things, you could get like some sort of physical shell. This is the Ramban, maybe. I don't know the ideas enough to say if it's Lishitaso, but it sounds on the surface like it's a little bit Lishitaso. I think we might have seen this Machlokas, Rambam in Ramban, about the Malachim who visited Avram Avinu, that the Rambam says it was all in a dream because we can't have angels. They're spiritual. They can't be physical. And the Ramban gets very upset at the Rambam. He says, you're corrupting the Psukim. The Psukim make it very clear that it's really happening. Zelchanami, the Rambam's right. Malachim are spiritual, but sometimes Hashem can give them like a klipa, give them some sort of a physical shell to encapsulate them. Maybe it's a similar kind of idea. Somehow the man is a spiritual entity in some sort of physical encapsulation. V'nimsa she'anshe haman, the people who are consuming man, umalachei hasharis, and the malachim themselves, nizonin midavar echad. They're really getting their sustenance from the same source. Rabbi Yishmael tafsu mipnei shekiuman eina b'davar hamiska. Shemi told us haor, shekiuman ba'or ha'elyon atzmo. But Rabbi Yishmael is saying, he's disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva just on a nuance. He's saying, Rabbi Kiva, you're making it seem like the malachim are eating the man. He's like, no, the malachim don't eat bread. The man was somehow a bread-like form of Hashem's of this or of Hashem. So the malachim just get their sustenance from the or directly. But the ochle haman, we're getting it from some sort of physical encapsulation of that. That's why you shouldn't compare that to the malachim. Or shari kiuman, but or ha'elyon atzma. The malachim actually get their sustenance from this upper light itself. But the ochle haman was some sort of physical manifestation of that. Mibnei Zeh is now the famous Ramban from, not famous Ramban, the famous Medrash from Gan. We think about eating chocolate and marshmallows all day when we're eating the man. Mibnei Zeh how you mostim tam b'man b'chol ma sheyirtu. You could attain any taste in the man that you want. Again, we'll have to try to figure out what this could possibly mean. Ki ha-nefesh, nefesh machshavta, the soul in its thoughts, in its deep, I guess, intellectual, spiritual state, Kidbach be'elyonim, it can cleave to the upper realm. V'timtza manoach chayim, has some sort of state of of satisfaction and a certain state of happiness, I think, v'tafek ritzon milfanav, and it can produce a goodness before him. I don't know, I guess to see how the article translates these words, but Lamaisa, what's the Ramban getting at? The idea when we say that the man tastes like anything you want, I'll tell you what I think this means, but again, I still don't really understand what's going on, and I'm certainly open to somebody explaining it differently than me, if you guys have any other ideas. The way I think maybe it means is that it does not mean that the Ramban, that it tasted like chocolate or like a hamburger or like Coke. That's not what it means, that the man tastes like anything. It means that if somebody somehow appreciates what the man was, so somehow it's a food that spiritually is connected to Hashem. And so when one tastes it, you can actually achieve this higher spiritual level, and you're attaining some sort of spiritual bliss that can replace any food in the world. It's better than, or somehow, and anything you could imagine in the world, it's better than that. That's what it means. It's the taste of all the foods in the world. Not that it literally tastes like them, but somehow the satisfaction that's achieved by regular food, this is beyond that. So it's like any food in the world that you would want. I mean, look at the last verse on this page, which I think is pointing towards a similar idea. Abraham ben Nechemya, this is in the Bereshis Rabbah in Bereshis, talking about the food in Gan Eden. Rabbi Nechemya is talking in the mouth of Hashem towards Adam Harishon. If he would have been Zoche, he could have taken the grass from Adam from Gan Eden. It would have tasted of all the delightful things in the world. Now you weren't Zoche, you're gonna have to eat just grass, you know, things that grow from the ground, regular things. I think it's a similar idea that the Adam Rishon Kodem Achet and the Ramban, which we don't have time to read this either, but read it afterwards, the little Ramban in the middle, but the Ramban is saying that the food of Adam Harishon and Gan Eden was like the man. He explicitly connects the two. But the idea when we talk about the man, this really reflects the idea that on some level, Am Yisrael in the Midbar was living in some sort of, I don't know, Gan Eden-like or incredibly spiritual existence. And therefore when we say the man was their food, it's because the man is some sort of spiritual food. Whatever it means, the Malachi Asheris get it, but it's somehow encapsulating in it is Hashem's or, the light of Hashem. And the idea that you can get whatever taste you wanted, I think it doesn't mean in the physical sense according to the Ramban, it means because you're attaining sort of spiritual level. But if this Ramban can be used maybe to develop other Divrei Torah and other ideas that somehow the existence of Am Yisrael in the Midbar was this very spiritual existence as reflected by the nature of their fruit of the month. So it's not really like a Ramban where we have a bottom line like a Musar lesson, but it's an important perspective of what's going on in the Midbar for Am Yisrael. Okay, I kind of.
They quote in the Mosaic book that his lashon, the topic with Tom.